Okay, so what do we have so far? We have the Gemara is a bayah, maske bayis, becheskes bodek, benimtsu she'ene bodek, is it a mekach tois or not? Maskonis the Gemara is that it's not a mekach tois, because nichilei l'inish l'mevin mitzvah, begufei, and not only begufei, but even b'mimoyne. That was a bayis maskon. So we saw Tosfos learns, the Gemara is talking about be a gimel, when it's not a maske lived like. So it was Becheskes Boduk. The masker indicated to him that it's Boduk, but it wasn't. There was no chiv on the masker to be Boduk. But if it would be a Dalad, so there's a chiv on the masker to be Boduk. So then, as the Tosfos Rosh explains, and Tosfos is a little bit cryptic, but the Tosfos Rosh explains that Tosfos holds that then, since the Seicher could demand of the masker that he be Boduk, Begufei, and if it's an Asur the Abi Agra, then he could demand that he pay for the Bdika. So therefore, it definitely would not be a mekach tois. There would be no mokum for the bayah, because the seicher doesn't lose anything. The maske wasn't baidik. He'll be baidik now. We'll pay for the bdika now. And the Tosfos Rosh disagrees. He says, no, even be a dalad, even though it's true. Tosfos Rosh agrees that the seicher could demand of the maske to be baidik. But it still might be a mekach tois, because maybe the seicher doesn't want to have to demand of the maske to be baidik. If it's a bdika, if it's ba'asra de loyovi agra, so the mask is going to be baidik by him personally. The seicher doesn't want the mask traipsing around in his apartment. And if it's an asur at the Yavi Agra, so the mask is going to pay for the bdika, maybe it's not going to be so easy to get the money from him. The seicher doesn't want to be bothered with having to extract the money from the mask. So it could be a mekach tois, even be a dalad. So that's a machlokes, the toises and the toises the rosh, but they both share the assumption that if in fact we're talking about be a dalad when it's ala mask livdik, then the seicher could demand of the masker that he be baidik. In other words, Tosfos and Tosfos Rosh both agree that going back to the first sugya that we had about masker and seicher, that the shaila is that a masker lived like or a seicher lived like, when it's b'dalad instead of a masker lived like, they hold that the chiyuv a masker lived like is a chiyuv klapei the seicher. The seicher could mon, the seicher could be tevei the masker to be baidik. The Ran is chaylik, and the whole premise. And the Ran says it's not true, even if it's ala maske livdik. But that's not a chiyuv klapei the seicher. It's none of the seicher's business. And therefore, it makes no difference whether it was b'yad gimel, b'yad dalad. The seicher has no claim on the maske to reimburse him. He can't mun from the maske to be baidik. That's b'chalo off the table. So then it's just a shayla mekach tois. The seicher thought that the house is baidik. It turns out that it's not baidik, like any other defect. And therefore, there's no difference, according to the Ran, whether it was b'yad gimel or b'yad dalad. It might be a difference in the scenario. Where did he get the impression from that the house is Boduk? If it was B'yad Gimel, he must have gotten the impression because the Maskir mentioned that it's Boduk. If it was B'yad Dalet, says the Ran, then he might have gotten the impression just from the fact that it has Cheskosid Boduk, which of course takes us to the second buy in the Gemara before. Are most people Becheskes Chover or not Becheskes Chover? The Ran says in Echinami, if it's Becheskes Boduk, then he could have just gotten the impression from the Cheskes Boduk. If it's not Becheskes Boduk, then it must again have been spoken out somehow Beferush that the house is Boduk. But kach, it's just a Shailat Mekach Tois, but there's no difference fundamentally between your Gimel and your Dalet. The Seicher has no right to come to the Masker and demand Bedika per se. That's none of the Seicher's business. The maximum we could talk about is a Shailat Mekach Tois. The Seicher thought, for some reason or other, that the house is Becheskes Boduk, either because it was presented as being Boduk, or because there's a chazoka that it's Boduk. And then there's a Shalom Mekach Tois, and that's the Gemara, and the Maskon is that it's not a Mekach Tois. So that's the Machlaikas. That's what we talked about last week. Last week we tried to figure out, not really that satisfactorily, and I don't have anything more satisfactory today, to figure out what's the Yisoid HaMachlaikas between the Ran on the one hand and the Tosfos Rosh on the other, whether the chiyuv of the masker to be baidik is a chiyuv to the seicher. Can the seicher mun that the masker be baidik? I'm not quite sure what's the bedrock, what's underneath that machlekes. I tried to make a stab at it last week, but I don't know. I still don't know. Akapanim, moving forward. There's a ritual. Start with the ritual. The Ritva is, which is B'Shem, the Ra'on, the Ramban, and you have the same very, the parallel to the Ritva is the Magen Mishnah in Perek Beis Halacha Yudches, where he also brings a similar thing, B'Shem, the Ra'on, the Ramban. It's obviously the same, it's the same source. There's a little bit, some things in the Ritva that don't say in the Magen Mishnah, quite a lot actually, and there's a little bit, a couple of things in the Magen, and there's maybe one thing in the Magen Mishnah that doesn't say in the Ritva. But the Ritva on the whole here is, has much more information than the Magen Mishnah. So the Ritva starts like this. The Ritva starts off saying that the case in the Gemara is that there was no Tanai. The Maskid did not make a Tanai. The Seich and the Maskid were not Masne Beferish that the house is Boduk. In other words, there's a possibility. Maybe the case is talking about where the Seicher rented the house on condition that it's Boduk, not just under the impression that it's Boduk. Somebody mentioned that it's Boduk or it's Becheskes Boduk. The Seicher is Beferish Mak, but he came to the Maskir and he said, I want a Bayis Boduk. And the Maskir said, I have just what you're looking for, a Bayis Boduk. So that's not the case, says the Ritva. That can't be the case. Because if that was the case, then Abai would make no sense. What do you mean? The Seicher wants to be Baidik himself. Obviously, the Seicher doesn't want to be Baidik himself because you see, the Seicher was Makbid and he built and he was master that he wants to buy his Boduk. So, therefore, it must be that the case is that there was no Hasno'a Beferish. There was no Mefurish Tanai. It was just that the house was Becheskes Boduk. He said, and the way he said it was, he was maskit bi yadalid, shumin astam becheskes boduk. It's interesting. There's an in-between case. You know, he has two extreme cases. He has a case where we were masnet beferish and makbid. He says, that can't be the case because then there'll be no, Abai wouldn't make any sense. So he says, it must be the cases where nobody said anything about Dika at all. It was just that it happened to be B'Yadalit. And the halacha is that it's Becheskes Boduk. The halacha is that Stam Neonim are Becheskes Chaver and the house is Becheskes Boduk. So he assumed that the house is Boduk. But nobody actually said a word about B'Dika. There's another case that he could have said. He could have said La'olam which be Gimel. And the case is that there was no Hasna and he wasn't Makbid B'Feirish. But the Maskir said that the house is Boduk, without making it a Tanai, without the Seicher being Makbid, the Maskir just said that the house is Boduk. I don't know why he didn't say such a case. We'll see going forward in the Ran and Tosfos, I think that is the case. If you're the Ran, that's for sure one of the cases. Yeah, the Ran, that is the case. The Ran, I don't want to go too much like a Sidron. I want to work through the Ritva and then we'll go back to the Ran, but maybe I'll just mention now. The Ran says that the Gemara is ambivalent. The Gemara could be either way. It's all the same thing. Be a Dalad because it was Becheskes Boduk, or even if it's not Becheskes Boduk, but the Maskir said that it's Boduk. If according to the Ran, when the Maskir says that it's Boduk, it's talking about a Hasno'a Beferush, where the Seicher was Makbid and the Maskir was Masne, and there was a Hasno'a Beferush, then that's very different than Becheskes Boduk. What even the Gemara is talking about both cases indifferently. There's totally different cases. A case where there was Hasno'a Beferush is a totally different kettle of fish than a case where it just be a Dalit and happened to be, and it just was Becheskes Chavar, so it was Becheskes Boduk. If from the fact that the Ran puts it all together, whether it was Becheskes Boduk, or even if it's not Becheskes Boduk, but the Maskir said that it's Boduk, it doesn't sound like the Ran is talking about a Hasno'a Beferish. Sounds like the Ran is talking about a case where the Maskir said that it's Boduk. So it's, where did you get the impression from that it's Boduk? Either because it's Becheskes Boduk, B'yad Dalet, and that side of the Baya. Or even if it's not Becheskes Boduk, because it was B'yad Gimel, or the other side of the Baya, B'yad Dalet, people are not Becheskes Chover. But the guy said that it's Boduk, so I had the impression that it's Boduk. But we're not talking about Hasno'a Beferish. The Mekor Chaim, it doesn't say it in the Ran, but the Mekor Chaim says that that's the case in the Gemara. that when the one we're talking about is that he said beferish that it's bodok, that doesn't mean that he made it tonight. It means that he mentioned that it's bodok. In the Ritva, that kind of case doesn't seem to make an appearance at all. So he starts off saying the case can't be that it was masna beferish, because if it was masna beferish, then Abai wouldn't make any sense. What do you mean nichalei leinish? There's no nichalei leinish. He said beferish he wants to have this bodok. So what's the alternative? So it goes all the way to the other extreme, and he says the alternative is that nobody said a word about b'tikah, not the seicher, not the maskir. Nobody said anything about b'tikah. But the case was that he rented the house b'yadalid. And b'yadalid, the maskon of the Gemara before, in the bayah about b'cheskes boduk anat, are stam leonim b'cheskes chover anat. Even though it's really a bayah, the leiv shito, but since it's sveka derabonon, so we assume l'kula that it's b'cheskes boduk. So therefore, that's the case that it was b'yadalid, it was b'cheskes boduk. That's the beginning of the Ritva. Then the Ritva goes on and he says, "Bechasuf huzal." It's all quoting the Ritva, because the Chiddush Ritva were not written by the Ritva. "Bechasuf huzal dolei mechuver belishna." It's not smooth in the language of the Gemara. The lush of the Gemara becheskes boduk is not mashma that nobody said a word about bdika. That wouldn't be called becheskes boduk. Becheskes boduk sounds like that the masker said that it's boduk. So the Ritva now goes back 180 degrees. And he says, so it must be that Itaka said that it's boduk. And somehow in the Ritva, saying that it's boduk means that he was masna that it's boduk. And that the Seicha is beferish makbid. There was a beferish agreement, a meeting of minds between them. The Seicha wants to buy his boduk. And the Maske gave him, the Seicha is masna that it should be a buy his boduk. And the Maske said, here is a buy his boduk. So his first argument is from the Lashon Gemara. Becheskes Boduk sounds like that was the deal, that the house is Boduk. Void. Then he says another ayah. If that was not the deal, and the Seicha just assumed that it's Boduk because Stam people are Becheskes Chover, and therefore it's talking about B'yadalid, and so there was a Cheskes Boduk, says the Ritva, B'meshane hichazoko lekel l'shabi mekachtois. If you have a Ritva in front of you, it'll be helpful. Maybe I should. Do you guys have a Ritva? Just by show of hands. You have a Ritva. Okay, good. Anybody not have a Ritva? Okay. So he said, like, "V'mishani chazoko lek l'shavi mekachtois." If you're just because the ass is becheskes boduk, and then the mask was mishan and he gave him ass as not boduk, that would not make a mekachtois. There'd be no mokum even for the buyer. Even had the case been that the halach is for sure that the house is becheskes boduk. Remember, it's a bayit leivshuta. Our stam leona becheskes chover or not? He says, even if we would know for sure that the halach is that it's becheskes chover, that he's becheskes chover, and the house is becheskes boduk, and then it turns out not to be boduk, that would not be enough to make a mekach tois. The kol shekein halachad leivshuta amaitz mechayel of a riot. And it says, kol shekein, the fact is that the Gemara was never pushed that the house is becheskes boduk. It's a bayi de liyipshuto. And if it's a bayi de liyipshuto, then I'm meitzim mechaveir olav araya. Here he's making another argument, a side argument. He's saying, why is the house becheskes boduk? It's a bayi de liyipshuto. So when the shaila is, like in the Gemara before, does the seicher have to be boduk again? Seicher derabon lekula minatayr bebitul bi'al masagi. It's a seicher derabon lekula. The seicher doesn't have to be boduk again. The house is becheskes boduk. But here the shaila is something else. Here we discovered that the house is really not boduk, and the shaila is now the seicher wants to go to the masker and get a refund. So here, in order to get a refund out of the masker could say, "One second, who told you that it's becheskes boduk? Maybe I'm not a. The Gemara was never pushed at the shaila." Where did you come off assuming that the house is becheskes boduk? Because it's a bayit lishito, but they said sad in the Gemara that the house is not becheskes boduk, and if the house is not becheskes boduk, then you had no right to assume that it is boduk. So there's no mekach tois. So how can you come to me and say you want your money back, you want a refund because you bought the house becheskes boduk? Who says it's becheskes boduk? I'm meitzim mechaveir olav araya. So he's making two arguments. The second argument is that even if becheskes boduk could generate a mekach tois. You buy a house becheskes bodek and it turns out not to be bodek, even if that would generate a mekach tois. But here it's not so posh that it's becheskes bodek. It's a buy the liv shittah. So the masker could say, I think that loch is that's not becheskes bodek. So that's taina number one. It's interesting with Klappi. This taina, you know, the Ran learns that one of the cases in the Gemara is the case of Cheskes Bodok. The Ran speaks out, if the halacha is that a house is Becheskes Bodok, then the case over here is that nobody said that it's Bodok, he just bought it Becheskes Bodok. And if the halacha is that the house is not Becheskes Bodok, because it's a Bible issue to before, then the case over here is that he spoke it at Beferish. It's interesting, nuance, it's a difference, I don't know what to call it, a machlekes. The Ritva looks at it, this Gemara comes chronologically after the Gemara before. The Gemara before is a Bayadal Yeshita. Now we come to this Sugya, it's like a later Sugya. So this Sugya it has to assume that it's a Bayadal Yeshita. So if it's a Bayadal Yeshita, so Samaytzim Mechaber Olav Araya. The Ran Sama looks at the two Sugyas as being contemporaneous. That this Sugya, when we're in this Sugya, we're not looking at the Sugya before it's a Bayadal Yeshita. We're looking at this sugya as being in the tutzdodei abaya. If the halach is that it's becheskes boduk, then it's a mekach tois because it's becheskes boduk. And if the halach is that it's not becheskes boduk, then here the case is that he spoke out that it's boduk. So I don't know what to call it. I don't know, it's some kind of like methodological machlekes. The Ritva looks at our sugya and he says like we're treating it as coming after the sugya before. So we take it as a given. It's a b'ayit livshutah. Ran looks at this Gemara as being simultaneous with the Gemara before. So there are Tutsdodim, and the Agamar also, there are Tutsdodim, what the case is, depending on the Tutsdodim of the Baya before. That's Stam, I don't know, Stark, I don't know what to call it, the methodological Machaikas. But Akuponim, but that's only the Ran, that's the Ritva's secondary time. The main time of the Ritva is that even if I would know for sure that's Becheskes Boduk, even if we'll assume that a maske bayis b'yidal is becheskes bodok, because stam the odom are becheskes chover, and any moitzi mitachas yodod omer sheni mesukun and so on. A cheskes bodok does not make it a mekach tois if it turns out that it's not bodok. Unless they were masked in beferush, the fact that he thought that it's bodok, and he had a right to think that it's bodok, because it's becheskes bodok, that would not make it into a mekach tois. And therefore, the case must be that it wasn't stam, that it was becheskes boduk, but that he was masne that it's boduk. The seicher was makbid, and he was masne that the house was becheskes boduk. If that's the case, So what about the Ritva's taina before? If he was beferish makbid, then what is it past the same nichalei linus to mevid mitzvah b'moyne? That was Ritva's original claim. It can't be becheskes boduk. If it's becheskes boduk, what is the bai talking about? Nichalei linus, the seicher is nichle who wants to be boduk himself. He obviously doesn't want to be boduk himself because he made this whole gaval. He made it tonight. He showed that he's makbid. So the Ritva addresses it, and he says, the case is that there was a kpeda. And about the kpeda has to do something. The seich was makbid for something. There must be some effect. He definitely has a kpeda on something. But maybe the kpeda is only, the minimum of the kpeda is that the seich's kpeda gives him the right to force the masker to be baidik. And if this mask is around, first of all, we can be kaifim to be baidik, and we can be kaifim to pay for the bdika. Meaning, I guess, by asr the aviag, we can kaifim to pay for the bdika. Elo hakami boyalon, but the bay is, yavi kpeda gemuro le mehevi mekach tois, these batal aschiris le gamre, afagab de boyo hailam iftake. Is it a kpeda gemuro? The seicher is saying, I want the mask to be baidik, I want to buy his bodik. Is it a kpeda gemuro that even though he could force the masker to be baidik, but maybe if it's not bodok already, maybe it's a mekach tois. Kedin kol mekach tois bialma. Ubahopash like any other mekach tois. Ubahopash din loyam mekach tois. V'chilesel the masker kamon dinakayfi. If the mask is not around, So the socher will be baidik himself, knowing that one day he'll get reimbursed. The socher is nicho to do the mitzvah himself, or to do the mitzvah with his money if he's going to get reimbursed. Is it nachon lebar? Can cost a ritu b'shem harav shomer b'shem harama. So what's he saying? He's saying, originally, going back to the beginning, he thought that if the seichel is makbid, there's no ifs and buts. The seichel is makbid, it's a mekach tois, end of story. And the Knam Gemara must be talking about where it's just becheskes bado. Then he turned around and he says, no, that mistame. Cheskes bado is not going to generate a mekach tois. It must be that he was hakam makbid, there was a hasnob beferish. The losh of the Magen Mishnah is that he was masne. So the Ritva doesn't use the words masne. This is al menas kein socher ve'ikbid badover. The lashon of the Magen Mishnah, which also b'shem their own the Ramban, is that he was masne. Masne bade. He was, the socher was masne with the masculine that is bodok. So if that's the case, what's the bay? The bay is like this. Avad the kpeda has to come for something. It has to, otherwise why was he masne? The masne has no is for something. Yesh mokom loimer, that the hasno is only that the socher wanted the right to be kay for the masculine to be bodok. The seichel preferred that the maskei be bader, or that the maskei pay for the bdika. But let's say if the maskei is not around, so now the seichel is going to have to be bader himself, or if it's an aser the yave agro, then the seichel is going to have to lay out money himself for the bdika, which he'll get reimbursed for, but he's going to have to lay out the money himself. So do I say that that's also part of his kpeda? His kpeda is I want the maskei to do it. And b'shum panim, I don't want to do it myself. And I want the masket to pay for it. And I don't even want to lay out the money. I don't want to have to get reimbursed. I want the masket to pay for it in the first place. And therefore, it's a mekach tois. Or do I say, no, that far not. Since there's a svar nichle linish, person, generally speaking, is nicha to do a mitzvah on his own, or to pay for a mitzvah, especially if he's going to get reimbursed. So memela, I say that the kpeda wasn't 100%. The kpeda was that if the maskei is here, the maskei should do it. Ad kedekach, I don't say that. Ad that much, the tasno, the kpeda with the hasno counters the nichale. That I certainly say that the soicher has a right to force the maskei to do it, because he made that was a deal. So I nichale, yeah, fine, nichale. But the maskei, he asked the maskei to do it. He was masni that the maskei should do it, and the maskei should pay for it if it's asur the aveyag. So that much the kpeda accomplished, but if the maskei is not around. So, like, there's a balance. On the one end, there's a kpeda, so I know he's makbid to some extent. On the other end, there's svar nichle linish. So the balance is that if the masker is here, so because of the hasno, the hasno accomplished, that the seichel could be kay for the masker to do it himself or to pay. But on the other end, the nichle linish accomplishes that if the masker is not here, I'm not mevatel lemekach. They say, when push comes to shove, if you have to do the bdikit yourself, there's also a nichus. A person doesn't mind so much to do a mitzvah himself. And therefore, it's not a mekach tois. What? I can't. What's that? Let me make you louder. Hold up. Can you?
Hi, Rabbi. Is this better?
Yeah.
Yeah, the lashon of the Gemara is nichal elinish l'kiyume mitzvah. But if he's getting paid back, he's not the one being mekayim the mitzvah.
So the Emes says this is a big tumult. This is also a machlekes rishonim. The rishonim ask a kasha from the Gemara b'mitzia. The Gemara b'mitzia says that even though there's a svar nichal elinish l'mevin mitzvah b'mamayne, so that's why, for example, if you see you're allowed to borrow somebody's tefillin, the ikar adin, allowed to borrow somebody's tefillin without asking their permission, because nichal elinish l'mevin mitzvah b'mamayne. But the Gemara says by svarim it doesn't apply. You're not allowed to learn somebody's sefer without telling him, because there's a chisaron kiss. The sefer gets ruined by a lot of people using it, and therefore the person's nichal. You should do his mitzvah. You should do a mitzvah with his mammon, but not if it's going to cost them a chisaron kiss. Not if there's depreciation, and the tefillin is no depreciation. The tefillin don't get ruined by being worn, but a sefer every time it's used, it's a little bit less new. So that's a chesaron kiss. So nichalei l'inish l'mevin mitzvah b'mayni, but not when there's a chesaron kiss. Shani is kasha. And the Hagamorit says that a person is willing to spend money to leaven mitzvah b'milena. So there's two teyutzim in the Shani. And it's totally in this Magen Mishnah, and this is in this Ritva. If you learn like the Ritva and the Magen Mishnah, that the case over here is that he's going to get reimbursed. So then it's not. So then the Rishonim said, then going talks this out and Toflam Zayin. Then there's no steer at all, because there's no chisaron kiss in either case. And Agamar, there's also no chisaron kiss. You're going to get reimbursed. It's just you have to lay out the money, and laying out the money is a bother. So that's like the Mevin Mitzvah Gufa. It's a bother, but it's not a chisaron kiss. So that's Nichalei Leinish. So then it's not a steer. If on the other hand you learn that we're talking about where he's not going to get reimbursed, like in the round holds, you don't get reimbursed. And nonetheless, it's a, and the round learns the cases, you're not going to get reimbursed. We'll come back to the round and say, well, we'll talk about the round in a minute, but according to the round, you're not going to get reimbursed. This is also, you're not going to get reimbursed. So maybe we'll talk to that now, right? We're here already. The round learns the Gemara that it could be talking even be a gimel, be a dalet, it makes no difference. It could be that it's B'Yadalit and it's B'cheskes Bodek and nobody said a word about the B'dikah, but it's B'cheskes Bodek. But the Ran holds B'feiris that the Seichet can't be today in the Maskin for the B'dikah because it's just a mitzvah B'alma. And nonetheless, and the Gemara clears if it's a Mekach Tois, and the Gemara says no, because Nichalei Linish Lamevin mitzvah B'mayni. According to the Ran, it's Mavur that you're that the Nichalei Linish is even though you're not getting reimbursed and you have a Chisaron Kiss. Likewise, Toisvus. Taisha says the case can't be on Yadalad, because on Yadalad you're going to get reimbursed, then the Gemara would never even think that it's a Mekach Tois. It must be on your Gimel when you're not going to get reimbursed. So Ravu and Taisha say you're not going to get reimbursed. That much Taisha is like the Ranyan. The case is where you're not going to get reimbursed. The Ranyan, you're not reimbursed even on Yadalad. Taisha and the Ranyan, they both have this assumption. Taisha thinks the case in the Gemara must be your Gimel, because if it was on Yadalad, you'd get reimbursed. If you would get reimbursed, it wouldn't even be a Havamina that's a Mekach Tois. And the Taisir says, no, there would be having some Mekach Tois because you don't want to have the bother of having to go to Beis Din. And the Ran says, because you taka don't get reimbursed even be a dalad. So the Gemara is good, you're not getting reimbursed. The Taisir, the Ran, they all seem to think that if you don't get reimbursed, the Gemara is fine. It's a Gemara where you don't get reimbursed. And that's why maybe it's a Mekach Tois. But the Maskonis is not a Mekach Tois. Why? Because Nichalei Linish Lamev and Mitzvah B'Mayni. But one second, if you're not getting reimbursed, so that means you're getting this Chesaron Kiss. The Gemara Bam Mitzia says that B'makom Chisaron Kiss, you don't say Nichalei Leilu Inish Lamevin Mitzvah B'Mayne. So the Mordechai says the Teretz that the Gemara Bam Mitzia is talking about where the guy himself didn't indicate that he's Nichalei, that he's Nichat to spend money. The guy himself, I'm taking his Sefer and I'm using his Sefer without even a buyer leave. So that's not Nichalei Leilu Inish, that people should use my stuff and depreciate it and take my svarim and wear them out and so on. And nobody even said anything to me. That's not Nichalei Leilu Inish. So because that's not Nichalei Leilu Inish. Here we're talking about where the Seicher Midas Atzmi is Baidik. The Seicher himself lays out the money to be Baidik. So that's Midas Atzmi. So then you do say Nichalei Leilu Inish Lamevid Mitzvah B'Mleni, even though it's a Chisaron Kiss. So that's also... There's many different machlekas in it floating around in this sugya. So that's also a side machlekas between the that comes out between the Ritva and the one end and the Ran and the Taisus and the other.
Rabbi, it's not muchach in Taisus. It's not muchach in Taisus that he would learn that the guy gets reimbursed, because it could be when Taisus says that alamash chilibdek, it's because it would be a mekach tais. It wouldn't be that what he's trying to say is if it's on the 14th, it would be a mekach tais. In which case, he wouldn't know.
Wait, Taisus Taisus. You're right. If you learn the Chiddush Av Sheshem, the way the Rosh understood Taisus, Mistama, that's a Gili, that's what Taisus meant. B'Yadalet, it's not a Mekach Tois because he's Mishtal. So let's just work this through again. That's a side Machlekes. Treat that also as a side Machlekes. This Menasel Mishtal and whether you say Nichalei Linish, but just focusing on the Pshat and the Gemara. So it says like this. It says in Ritva that a mere chazoka does not generate a mekach tois. The fact that the house is becheskes boduk, that we said beferish, the mishana he chazoka leke l'shavya mekach tois. The mere fact, even be a dalid, and even if the halach would be for sure that alamaski lived like, I mean, if the halach for sure is alamaski lived like, but even if the halach would be for sure that it's becheskes boduk, that stam bnei odom are becheskes chover, and then we would know for sure that the seicher therefore rented the house on the assumption that it's boduk, that would not make it into a mekach tos. There has to be a hasna beferish. It's only a mekaktois if you're masli beferish. The seicher showed that he's makvid. Then we could talk about mekaktois. The Ritva asked in the beginning, so then what's the side of nichile? If he's makvid beferish, then how could there be a side of nichile? So that's what the Ritva spoke out, that even if you were masli beferish, so there's a tzad that nichile does accomplish something, because maybe the hasna beferish is only that if the master is here, I'm masli beferish, I should be able to be kaifim. I should be able to collect money from him. But if he's not around, then I'm going to have to wait till he comes back before I'm able to. And if the mask is not here and I can't be kaifim to be baidik, and even to get the money, I can't get the money from him right now. I'll get it eventually, but I can't get it right now. So maybe that far the hakpada doesn't go. Maybe then already I say for that, I already say nichale. Person is not mevatel mekach on that account. The person is willing to be baidik himself. He would have preferred the mask to be here. He would have preferred to have the money up front. He would have preferred to have the mask do it himself. But if the mask is not here, then it's not enough to be mevatel lemekach. And those are the two tzadim of the baya according to the Ritva. But akoponim, the Ritva said for davar poshut that if there was no hakpada beferish, if there was no hasna'a beferish, the mere chazaka that the has is becheskes bodik is for sure not enough to make it into a mekach tois. And that's a machlekes yishayim, because the Ran and Taisus are for sure chaylik on that. Take them one at a time. Start with Taisus. Taisus says that biyudalid, you're going to get reimbursed. Alamaska lived like the seicher, because Taisus holds that Alamaska lived like is a tefiya to this is a chiyuv to the seicher. So if it was biyudalid, says Taisus, you're going to get reimbursed. If you're going to get reimbursed, whenever you're going to get reimbursed, it's not a mekach tois at all. That's what Taisus holds. So therefore, the case must be biyugimel. And what's the case with Gimel? Was he Masna Beferish or was he not Masna Beferish? According to Taisus. Chayra, if he was Masna Beferish, then he's going to get reimbursed. And if he's going to get reimbursed, and Taisus thinks whenever you get reimbursed, there's nothing to talk about. This for sure not a Mekach Tois, there'll be no come mokum for the buyer. Right? That's for sure. Chayra, if you're Masna Beferish, you have to ask to be Boduk. If it's not Boduk, then the master has to pay for a Bdika if he's around. So, and Taisus holds that if the master is paying, if the master is going to pay for it, then he's not even a mokum for a buyer. So Al Korchak, when Taisus says that the case is be a gimel, he means the case is be a gimel, and there was no hasnoya beferish. The master must have mentioned that it's bodok, because otherwise, where did I get the impression that it's bodok from? But he wasn't master and beferish. And yet, Taisus holds that that's called a mekach tois. You see that Taisus holds that the mere assumption that the house is bodok, even without a hasnoah, is enough to make it into a mekach tois. And even more explicit is the Ran. Because the Ran learns that the case is ben biyad gimel, ben biyad dalid, ben according to the tzad and the baya before that it's becheskes boduk, that stam b'nei olam are becheskes chaver, ben according to the tzad that people are not becheskes chaver, but he said that it's boduk. B'chol ha'ifanam e'ela, the Gemara is this baya, is it a mekach tois or not? So one of the fanim of the Baya, Beferish and Ran, that one of the fanim of the Baya, one of the cases that's including the Baya, is that he rented it being a Dalad, and nobody said anything about it being Baduk. But it's that side of the Baya that's Tam Neodom or Becheskes Chafer, and the Seicha therefore assumed that it's Baduk. And that goes into the various cases of the Baya, and it's included in the case. Maybe it's a Mekach Tois. So we say, no, Nichal Elinish, but Akapanin is a Mokum to say it's a Mekach Tois. So it's Mufush and Ran, I think it's implicit in Taisus too, but it's even more Mefurish and Ran, that a cheskes boduk, the fact that I bought a house thinking that stam neodem a chaver, and I thought this guy's an Orthodox Jew, he looked like an Orthodox Jew, stam neodem a becheskes chaver, and I thought the house is boduk, and if it turns out not to be boduk, there's a mokum to say that it's a mekach tois, except nichal elinish, but without nichal elinish, it would be a mekach tois. And that's not like the Ritva. The Ritva says, and there are other Ramban, he says that a chazoka alone cannot make it into a mekach tois. The fact that the house was becheskes chabodok cannot make it into a mekach tois. If you clear away all of the complicated cheshbon over here, just to get to the heart of the sugya, this is, I think, the most central machlekes here in the sugya. Can a cheskes bodok alone generate a mekach tois? The Ran says the mere cheskes bodok. I bought a house. I saw the guy's from. I know Stam Neodom and Becheskes Chaver. I thought the house must be Boduk. Turned out it wasn't. According to the Ran, that's one of the cases. That's one of the cases of the Baya. And the Gemara says maybe it's a Mekach Tois, or maybe Nichlei Linish Lamevin Mitzvah B'Moedi, but maybe it's a Mekach Tois. And the Ritva says that's inconceivable. If it's only a chazakah can't make a mekach tois. The case has to be there was asna b'feirish. I have to was asna b'feirish. So what's the how could he even tie in nichle linish? You were masna b'feirish. So that he addresses. You know, how far did your akbada go? So what's in the kudus amachlekes? I have to know what's in the kudus amachlekes. And the emes is we'll start with the ritva because the ritva is I think needs more hesber. If I bought a house. And the assumption is, everybody knows, the assumption is b'yadalet, it's b'cheskes bodok. That's the assumption. Stam li'odom, our b'cheskes chover. The house is b'cheskes bodok. So I thought the house, I had a right to assume the house has a feature that it turns out the house didn't have. Why should that not be a mekach tois? What does the Ritva mean when he says that the chazok alone can't make a mekach tois? Why not? Everything has to be spelled out. I bought a house, and the normal assumption is be a dollar when you rent the house. I rented a house rather. The normal assumption when you rent the house be a dollar is that chazak al chavish and it makes me to mitachas yada dover sheni misukin. The working assumption is this is baduk. So I obviously was under the impression that it's baduk. The mask knew that I'm under the impression that it's baduk. So why should it not be a mekach tois? So the goyim Tov Lamed Zayin explains he didn't have the ritva, but he had the Magen Mishnah. The Goyin explains that this shita holds that a lack of a bdika is not a chisorin in the gufa mekach. The rule generally is: let's say I sell you a house, and it turns out that there's a chisorin in the house itself, so that's a mekach tois. You can come back and say, I don't want a house like this. Let's say I sell you a house, and there's no chisorin in the gufa mekach, but there's a chisorin that's not in the house itself. It's some chisorin that's extraneous to the house. For example, it turns out that there are people who have a right of way. I rented a property. It turns out there are people who have a right of way through the property, which I don't want. I don't want a property that people are walking through. So then the halacha is that's not a chisorin b'guf ha-mekach. You can't be mevatel l'mekach for that. You can demand that the maskir give you money to buy out those people from having a right to walk through your property. Because you can come to him with money. He sold you the house, and there's a chisorin. You can come to him with that, with the claim that he should make good the chisar. But you cannot be mevatel lemekach. You can only be mevatel lemekach with the tfi and the guf hamekach. Says the Goyin, the Ritva, the Ran, they held that the lack of bedika is not a chisar in the guf hamekach. The house is the same house, whether it's boduk or not. It's not a chisar in the guf hamekach. So mimeila, it can't make a mekach tois. It can't generate a mekach tois. So before we go any further, we have to understand, okay, so fine, so it's not a chisorin in the guf ha-mekach, he can't be mevatel the mekach, he can't be mevatel the schiros. But why can't you at least go to him and demand that you want to get reimbursed for the bdika? Normally when you have a chisorin that's not in the guf ha-mekach, he can't be mevatel the mekach, but you can demand that he pay you to fix whatever it is that's lacking. So why do you say over here also that the soichah should go to the masker and demand money? So how do you know that he can't? Maybe he could. Maybe Taka could. I don't think so. Because the Ritva speaks out, the case is, it's not a case of Chazaka, the case that he was Makbid Beferish. And then the Ritva says, and what does that Kvod Beferish accomplish? If he was Makbid Beferish, then what's the Nichol Elinus? Like, what exactly, the Akbad has to accomplish something. If this Nichol Elinus, the Mevid Mitzvah B'Moyne, what did the Akbad accomplish? So the Ritva says, maybe the Akbad only accomplished that the mask is here, I can force him to be Baidik. Or to pay for the Bdika. It's Mavur and Ritva. That's only because I was makbid b'feirish, but if I wasn't makbid b'feirish, then I can't force him to be baidik. Why can't I force him to be baidik? The house is b'cheskes bodok, and even it's not a chisorin b'guf ha-mekach, but there's a chisorin outside of the guf ha-mekach.
Rabbi,
yeah.
I think the Ritva says, Amenas le'ishtalim.
That's when you're makbid b'feirish. It's a chapir. The Ritva says the Kilmur can't be talking about a mere chazaka because a mere chazaka doesn't make a mekach tois. And the Goyin explains because it's not a chazaka guf mekach. So the case must be that it was masna beferish. So then the Ritva has an opposite problem. If it was masna beferish, so obviously, so what's the tzad of Michal Elinus Lamev and Mitzvah B'mayne? So he says, no, the Gemara is not so sure how far his hakpoda went. Was his hakpoda mamish to be mevatel lemekach, or the hakpoda was only that he should be able to force the masker to be baidik? But you see that you need a hakbada to force the maskah to be baidik. Without a beferish hakbada, you can't force the maskah to be baidik. It's becheskes baduk. The house is becheskes baduk. And there's a chisar in the house. I think the answer is poshut. Normally, I sell you a house and it turns out somebody else is trespassing or something. I have a claim on you. You sold me a house it's supposed to be with the rights of the, not with people traipsing through. So I have a claim on you that you sold me something that's not exactly what it's supposed to be. You sold me a house that has a chisaron. I have a tefillah on you. But it's not in the guf ha-mekach. So I can't be mevatel ha-mekach, but I can at least come to you that, fine, I won't be mevatel ha-mekach because the house is the same house. But at least you have to make good that they give me the money to fix the things that are outside that need fixing. Over here, you don't have a claim on the Bdikas Chametz per se. I think the Ritva holds fundamentally like that Ran, that it's only a mitzvah klapi shmaya. The Bdikas Be'etzim a mitzvah klapi shmaya. If I give you a house without a Bdikas Chametz, I'm giving you a house that doesn't have a mitzvah Bdikas. Mitzvah Bdikas is my business, not your business. I have a mitzvah to banish them to be Bdik. That's not a, you don't have a claim on the Bdik itself. If the lack of Bdik would be a chisor in the Gufa Mekach, so you could say you sold me a house and there's a chisor in the Gufa Mekach. The house is not a house, it's not a livable house. It's not the house that I wanted. But says the Goyin, it's not a chisor in the Gufa Mekach. If it's not a chisor in the Gufa Mekach, you want to be to the Bdik itself. The Bdik itself is a chiyuv klapi shmaya. If it would be a chisor in the Gufa Mekach, so then never mind the bdik itself. The bdik itself is a mitzvah klapi shmaya. You can't come to the tzoycha, can't come to the maskir and mon the bdik itself. The bdik itself is a mitzvah klapi shmaya. But he could certainly come to him and mon the house the way he expected it. And if the lack of bdik was a chisor in the guf ha-mekach, then he could say, this is not the house that I was expecting to rent. So it's a mistaken premise. I bought the house on a mistaken premise. But that has to be a chisor in the guf ha-mekach. If it's not a chesaron b'guf ha-mekach, you can't say I bought the house on a mistaken premise. Elamai, you want to be teveyim me the bdika, give me money for the bdika. What right do you have to be teveyim me the bdika? The bdika is a mitzvah klapi shmaya. If I didn't want to do a mitzvah, what business is it of yours? Akapanim, so the guy tells me now a hezbir in the. So let's sum it up. The guy is telling me a hezbir here in the Ritva. The Magen Mishnah and the Ritva. He says, the Ritva held that if I buy a house, the Cheska is Boduk. And it turns out that it's not Boduk. The house is the same house. It's not a Chisor in the Guf HaMekach. If there was a Chisor in the Guf HaMekach, so it would make no difference if there was a Mitzvah Klapi Shmaya, not a Mitzvah Klapi Shmaya. I rented a house, thinking it's going to be a certain kind of house. And it turns out that it's not that kind of house. I rented a house thinking that it has two bathrooms. It turned out that it has one bathroom. Having a bathroom is also not, so I can go to the mosque and say, it's not the house that I expected. Bdikas Chametz is not the way. I can't say, this is not the house that I expected. I wanted a house that's Boduk. It turned out to be a house that's not Boduk. It's the same house. El am I stam to be pitevei le bdika? Bdika is a mitzvah klapi shmai. So therefore the Ritva learns that the case of Mekach Tois, the case of the Gemara can't be that it was Becheskes Boduk. Cheskes Boduk would not be enough to make a Mekach Tois. The house is the same house, and the bdik itself is a mitzvah klapi shmaya. Akochach, the case is that he was master beferish, he made it part of the deal that he wants the house to be boduk. So what's the baya? The baya is, how do we understand that? Do we understand the deal? Does the deal mean ad kedekach that if the house is not boduk, then he's mevatel lemekach? Is that the tanai? Or was the tanai just that he should be able to be kaif in the maskir, but not so far as to be mevatel lemekach? Quite a lashon war is strange because the lashon war is in the mekach tois. It's not really shaila in the mekach tois. It's shaila on how to understand the tie. You have to know what to do with that. There is a Rabbi Kreger. There's a famous Rabbi Kreger. Rabbi Kreger says every mekach tois is really midin tanai because it's built into every mekach that there's a tanai that it's the way it purports to be. Maybe that makes it a little bit better. The Gemara, here we shag, what's the nature of the Tanai? And the Gemara talks in terms of Mekach Tois. Mekach Tois is a Tanai. Every Mekach Tois is a Tanai. It's an implicit Tanai. Here the Tanai is not implicit, it's explicit. But how far did the explicit go? So Ulai, I don't know. I'm not sure, but maybe. Akoponim, that's how the Goyin explains the Ritva, the Magen Mishnah, the Ramban, the Ra, this whole Shita. So what about the other sheet? What about Tosis and the Ran? They hold that a cheskes baduk does make into a mekach tois. Or even if you didn't wear masna beferish, you just said that it's baduk, it makes it into a mekach tois. Why is it a mekach tois, not a chisor in the guf mekach? So the Mekor Chaim, they're also in Tov Lamazayim. Mekor Chaim says, very interesting thing, Mekor Chaim says that it is a chisor in the guf mekach. Because you're not allowed to live in a bayis she'en a baduk. So if I thought the house is baduk and it's livable, and now it turns out the house is ain't a baduk. So even though I can't mun the b'dik itself because the b'dik is a mitzvah klal pishmaya, but the house that I rented, I thought I rented a house that you could live in as is. Now it turns out it's a house that I can't live in as is. That's a chesaron b'guf ha-mekach. That can make a mekach tois.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
But technically you could live in the house. Let's say the schira goes down on your dalid, but before you have to do the tashbisu. So then Stocher could live in the house until it becomes asher to live in the house.
Yeah, but on Pesach, he wants the house. He rented the house for Pesach too. And on Pesach, if it's not bonik, you can't live there. So even that's a house. Thing. That's a chisor. Of course, he'll be boidik. He could be baidik. Like anything else, he could fix it too. I bought a house that has a leaky floor, so I could fix it, but it's not, but right now it's not, but it's a chisor in the guf ha-mekach. So the Mekor Chaim time, if this is a chisor in the guf ha-mekach, the house the way it is not livable. That's a chisor in the guf ha-mekach. Chisor in the guf ha-mekach, my impression was the house is livable as is. Turns out it's not livable it is, as is. Chisor in the guf ha-mekach. So it comes out, if you put it together, the going with the Mekor Chaim, that we have the machaikis, this machaikis between the Ritva, the Ramban, the Ra'ah, they all learn that the case can't just be stam that he bought it becheskes boduk. Because that's not going to make a mekach tois, not a chisor meguf a mekach. And again, on the dik itself, you can't even claim, because the dik itself is klapishma. The claim is that the house is not what I wanted. The house is not, what do you mean the house is not what you want? Same house. There's no chisor meguf a mekach. There's a side issue. There's a chiyuv bdika, and you don't want to have to do the chiyuv bdika. So the masker says, look, it's not my responsibility. You shouldn't have to do a chiyuv bdika. You don't want to be bothered with the chiyuv bdika. Okay, it's not chesaron in the guf ha-mekach. Elamai, you want to tevei me the bdika? The bdika is a mitzvah. Well, you can't be tevei me the bdika. So the case must be that they were masnim b'feirish. That's the approach of the Ramban and the Ritva. And the Ran, and I think Tosfos also, they hold that the mere chazok, I bought a house on the assumption that it's boduk, because stam the others, because so stam on the assumption that it was boduk, either because b'dalit in the hand, it didn't say it's becheskes boduk, or it was b'gimel, but the masker said that it's boduk, not b'derech hasnoyin k'beyu, that's how it was presented in the brochure. So they hold that's enough to make it into mekach tois, except nichalei linish, but al kaponim, that's enough to have a bayah that maybe it's a mekach tois. The Mekor Chaim says, because it is a chesaron in the guf ha-mekach. Because you can't live there without a bdikah.
Can Rebbe say again why Rebbe thinks that in Tosfos, when it's on your gimel, it's without a tanai?
Because Tosfos holds that whenever you mishtalim, the gemara would never start. If you mishtalim, the gemara doesn't start. That's what Tosfos claims. You know, if you could get reimbursed for the bdikah, then there's no tzad that it's a mekach tois even. Because you could get reimbursed. The Taisu says, no, who you don't want to bother. So it isn't Mekach Taisu. You don't want to have to get reimbursed. But Taisu says, if you get reimbursed, the Gemara wouldn't even have a bayah. So that's why it can't be talking to Yadalit. Because Taisu says, on Yadalit, you could get reimbursed. Because Taisu says, the Chiyav of this masker to be baidik is a Chiyav to the Seicher. So on Yadalit, the Seicher get reimbursed. So the Gemara doesn't start. So therefore, it must be Beit Gimel. But what's the case, Beit Gimel? If the case is that he was Masna Beferush, then he can still get reimbursed. So what's the bayah? It must be a case that he was not master beferish, so he can't get reimbursed. But he was under the impression that the house is baduk. Why was he under the impression? Because somebody said that it's baduk.
If he could get reimbursed, meaning there's no buyer
who's championing this approach that it is a chisor in the guf ha-mekach. The Mekor Chaim learns that you weren't master beferish. The Mekor Chaim, because it's a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Rama says that you can get reimbursed because he was master beferish. So the Mekor Chaim says doesn't mean he was mamish master beferish. It was masna befeirish to be no gemara. There was no bayah. He assumes not like the Ramban. He didn't have the ritva. I mean, he assumes that if you were masna befeirish, then there'd be nothing to talk about. Like the ritva said at the very beginning. Like they have him in the ritva. If you're masna befeirish, what's there to talk about? You made it tonight befeirish. There's no nichal elinish. You made it tonight befeirish. The Makar Chaim says the Ramban can't mean you made it tonight befeirish. The Ramban means that you said that it's baduk. Yeah, that's more like the Ran. The case is that you nobody was masna beferish, but you said that it's bodok. Akoponim, what you're asking, the cheshbon of Tosis is that Tosis holds A, that whenever you mishtalim, then the Gemara doesn't even start. Avadatana mekach Tos. The Ritva doesn't share that assumption. The Ritva thinks that even if you are mishtalim, it could be a mekach Tos. But that's what Tosis thinks. If you're mishtalim, then you have no cause for complaint, there's no mekach Tos. So therefore, the case can't be a dalid, because Taisus holds also that when it's alamaska lived like, then he has to pay the seicher because it's a chiyuv to the seicher. Taisus holds like that. So the case must be a gimel. Taisus doesn't spell out what was the case be a gimel. He said that it's boduk. He was master that it's boduk. Like, where did he get the impression that it's boduk? But I'm saying it can't be that he was master beferish, because if he was master beferish, then again he could be mishtalan, and if he could be mishtalan, Taisus doesn't think there's a bayah. So it must be that he didn't see it was not Masna Beferish. He just so then why does Seich think that it's Boduk? It must be he said that it's Boduk, but not Bederech Hasnoya.
Rabbi Lefid Makor Chaim, the assumption is still that you're automatically going to get paid back. The question is just whether or not it's Mekach Tos or whether you're willing to put the money up front because it's a mitzvah.
According to Makor Chaim, Makor Chaim learns that the case is that you were not Masna Beferish. It's just you said that it's baduk, and he thinks that you're mishtalim. Why are you mishtalim? Because
I think he said that you're going to get paid back.
The chisaron in the guf hamekach.
Because it's a chisaron in the guf hamekach, and even though it's not a mekach tois mamish. Because nichle elinish lemevin mitzvah b'moyne, but you're only nichle elinish lemevin mitzvah b'moyne if you're going to get paid back and it won't be a chisaron kiss. So the nichle elinish can stop it from being a mekach tois to the extent that he reimburses you. But if he doesn't reimburse you, then it is a mekach tois. So he has to reimburse you. I think that's the chesed. Again, this is one of these gemaras, like learning Yeridea. There's like the intersection of a lot of different factors. And you have to like isolate each thing. But right now I just want to isolate this nekuda. Does a chazaka generate a mekach tois? So that's beferish and machlekes. The Ritva says chazaka alone, that is beferish. Those are his words. B'mishani chazaka lekel l'shavim mekach tois. Just because there's a chazaka, some kind of assumption that the house is boduk, does not make it a mekach tois. There has to be a hasnoya beferish. And I think toisus and beferish, the Ran, are chaylik, and they say just the chazaka that I bought the house on the assumption. Because becheskes bodek stab in the yodam are becheskes chaver. Orthodox people with beards are becheskes chaver, or yarmulkes they becheskes chaver. So that's enough that I bought the house on the assumption that it's bodek. Turns out there's not bodek. So there's a mokum to say that it's a mekach tois. That's the buy of the gemara. So what's the nekudas of machlekes? It's hard to know where to even start. So we have a goyin and a mekor chayim. The goyin explains the side of the ritva, and the mekor chayim explains the side of the ran. The goyin explains the side of the ritva because not a chisor in the guf mekach. So it's the same house. Elamaya, it's like a bdika. You can't be today in the bdika itself. The bdika itself is klapishmaya. The ritva holds. That he holds like the Ran, that the bdika is klapishmaya. You want to be today in mekach tois. Mekach tois has to be a chisaron in the guf mekach. And then Mekor Chaim explains the other side. That it is a mekach tois because it is a chisaron in the guf mekach because you can't live in a bayi shein baduk. So now I'm going to tell you Dov and Echmad. That with this havana, we could answer a kash that I asked on Omer Aleph. The Ran in this sugya, when the Ran is explaining why B'yudalid, because the Ran learns the cases B'yudalid too. It's B'yudgimel, B'yudalid, it's both cases. So the Ran explains, if it's B'yudalid, the din is ala maski livdik. So if the maski wasn't B'yudik, why does the Sarek have to be B'yudik at all? Like, what's the mekach tois? Why does the seicher have to be baidik? Stam akasha. The din is ala maski livdik. B'gadal is ala maski livdik. Now it turns out the maski didn't do what he's supposed to do. So why is it a mekach tois? Why is there a tzad that it's a mekach tois? Why can't the Secher say, I'm not going to be baited? It's not my problem. It's Damascus' problem. What does that have to do with me? Says the Ran, no, it's not true. If the Maskew wasn't really Baidik, then the Secher Bada has to be Baidik. The Chir may be on the Maskew, but if the Maskew didn't do it, then it becomes Allah Secher. And the Ran brings a Raya from the Gemara later, that Chemsi Shel Nochri, that if you have a Goyesh Chomets in your house, Oisle Mechitzah, you have to make a Mechitzah. You see, you can't be in a house with Chomets. So therefore, even if the mask wasn't baited, the Secher can't say, what me worry, it's not my problem. It is your problem. You want to be in the house. You can't be in the house with chametz. Right, so in my Gemara, it's the very last line of the Rambam. Well, and then ask you, Hocha ba yom mask levin lemeb and misra, inami the less lemask and mosra, the Secher is saigle believe you, the Secher can't be there without a beer, the Amin and Lakaman, he quotes the Gemara in Davov, Chemsi shal nochri, oisle mechitza gavay asar. So maybe it's Chayez, maybe it's a Mekach Tois, or maybe Nichlei Leonish, and so on. So I don't know if anyone remembers. I asked the Kashan Amar Al. The Ran is coming to prove that even though Al HaMaskel Livdoik, Yedalin, but if the Maskel doesn't do it, the Secher has to do it. So he has arrived from that Vav, from Chemsi Shal Nochri. The Chori could have brought a Raya from much closer to home. From the Gemara in the bottom of Amar Aleph. The Gemara in Amud Aleph is a shayla. You rent the house for your dalid. Is it and the din is ala maskil livdoik? Can you assume that the house is boduk because stam the yodom have a cheskes chaver and chazok al chaver shenim etzim itachas yodoi domes shenim misokin? Or do I not say that? I say no. Most people are not chaver, and you can't assume that the bias is boduk. Right? The bias leaves it. What's the afkamino? It's ala maskil livdoik. What do I care if it was Baduk or not Baduk? Worst comes to worst, it wasn't Baduk, so the masker has an aver. What does that do with the Secher? Al-Kochach, because if the masker didn't do it, then the Secher has to do it. So that's Mukhach already in the Mar Amar Alef. It's Kamata Asugya. And that's Mamish case of Dika. What did the Ran have to go to Davov, Chemtze Shal Nochri, where it's Chomet Yadua, even not even Mamish the same thing, because there it's Chomet Yadua. Here it's just Dika. He should have brought it much closer, much. Not Mishnah Sugya Gemara that we already had. In our yeshiva, we learned the Gemara maybe a couple of weeks ago. In the Ran's yeshiva, they probably learned the Gemara that morning. So why didn't bring that? Why didn't bring that Gemara? At the time, I left this as a kasha. Now, in the light of Mekor Chaim, I think I have a beautiful teretz. From the Gemara before, you can only prove that if the Maskew wasn't Baidik, the Secher has a mitzvah to be Baidik. The mitzvah is on, if the mitzvah on the Maskew doesn't preclude the mitzvah on the Secher. But that wouldn't make a Mekach Tois. That's not a Chisor B'Guf HaMekach. The fact that I have to do a mitzvah, because the Maskew didn't do the mitzvah, I have to do the mitzvah, not a Chisor B'Guf HaMekach. For it to be a Chisor B'Guf HaMekach, there has to be an iser to live in a house that's not boduk. That doesn't say in Amud Aleph. Maybe there's no such iser. There's a chiyuv bdiko. Chazal made a takona because chemtzi shel Yisrael has to be mavur. We saw the chiddush Iran, the Rabbi Nadavah, they spoke out in Amud Aleph. Really, nobody's ever by Rabbi Watsay, but there's a din chemtzi shel Yisrael b'chol mokem has to be mavur, and there's a baya amimutol. Is it on the maskir? Is it on the secher? So they said in the end, it's on the maskir. Depends on the mafteach. But if the masker had the mafteich, it's on the masker. And if the masker didn't do it, it reverts to the secher. It's a chiv derabbanan. You have to be mevarech chemtzi shel Yisrael. But it doesn't say in that Gemara that there's an iser to live in a bayis shein baduk. So that's not enough to make a mekach tois. The fact that the masker didn't do the mitzvah, now the secher has to do the mitzvah. Okay, fine. By the masker not doing the mitzvah, now the secher has to do the mitzvah. That doesn't make the bayis into a mekach tois. That's not a chisor b'guf mekach. The Ran needs a Gemara that says that there's an Isser to live in a Bayis She'enei Boduk. For that he saw in Chemtzi Shel Nochri. By Chemtzi Shel Nochri, there's no Chiyud Bir on the Chametz. You're not Mavar the Chametz. You have to make a Mechitza because Shem Yovel Ochli, you can't be there without a Mechitza. In that Gemara, the Ran saw that you're not allowed to live in a house with Chametz. And the Ran made a leap. Just like you can't live in a house that has chametz yaduah, you can't live in a house that's not bodok. Even though that's a leap, maybe it's not the same. There is a chametz yaduah. I don't know for sure that this chametz. Right, but that, the Ran says it's the same thing. Just like you can't live in a house that has chemtzei shel nochi, there's no chiyuv beer. There's no mitzvahs, bdika, and beer. But there's a din, you're not allowed to live there without a mechitza. You can't just be in a house with that has chametz. So mimela, a bayishen ebodok, I can't live in the house. I have to make a mechitza. I don't even know where to put the mechitza because I don't know where the chametz is. So I can't live in a bayishen ebodok. That's a chisaron beguf hamekach. So now I'll tell you, Dov Nechmad, the Magen Mishnah in Perek Dalet Alocha Beis brings b'shem the Ramban that the Gemara, the din of Chemtzi Shel Nochri, that you have to make a mechitza is only Chemtzi Shel Nochri that you're mekabel achrayis. Because Chemtzi Shel Nochri that you're mekabel achrayis on it, you're over by your by emotze. And you have to make a mechitza because by making a mechitza, you put it into a different reshus. And by making it into a different rishus, you take off the Baal Yerol Bayimotzi. Right? That's just, that belongs to the sugya over there, all these details. But the Ramban says, Chemtzi Shel Nochri, that you're not Mekabel Achrayis, that you're not Oivran in Baal Yerol Bayimotzi. So then you don't have to make a mechitza. You push it off in the corner where you're not going to eat it, but that's it. In other words, the Ramban holds, there's no issue to be in a house, to live in a house that has chametz. If it's Yemekabel Achrayis in the chametz, you're Baal Yerol Bayimotzi, so you have to make a mechitza to be miyachin and reshus, that it becomes like chemtzi shel nochri, that you're mekabel achrayis, reshus shel nochri, and then there's no Baal Yerol Bayimotzi. All sugis that we haven't had yet. But Akoponim, the way the Ran learns that Gemara, it does not say in that Gemara anything about not being allowed to live in a house that has chametz. I think the Ramban Lushitosi holds that there's no issue to live in a house that has chametz. Can't be over by your emotion. You need a mechitza. Okay, in that case, you have to get rid of the value. You can't do bittul. It's not your chametz. And you're mekabel achrayis. So what are you going to do? So you have to make a mechitza. But the Ramban, it could very well be that the Ramban holds. I think it follows. The Ramban holds chemtzi shel nochri that you're not mekabel achrayis. And there's no value of emotion. There's no chiyuv mechitza. Put it in the corner where you'll know not to eat it and finished. So lefi the Ramban, could be there's no issue to live in a bayis shein ebodok. There's a chiyuv bdika. That is a chiyuv bdika. Chazal made a chiyuv bdika. They're matak olz shem yovel ochli. They made a mitzvah bdika. But if the house is not bodok, so you're mevatel mitzvah bdiko, you're mevatel takon bdiko, but there's no issue to live there. So the Ramban Lushitosi holds that it's not a chisaron beguf hamekach. So it comes out of Gevalah Gezach. The Ramban by us is the Ra'ov Hashem, the Ramban. It's the Ramban. The father of the Shita is the Ramban. The Ramban holds that from a chazok, it's not a mekach tois. From the Cheskes Bodok doesn't make it in the Mekach Tois. Why not? What do you mean? I bought a house. I thought that it has I thought it has all the Pitchifkis. I thought it has a Bdika too. So the guy says that's not a Chesaron in the Guf HaMekach. So you thought you don't have to do the mitzvah. Turns out you do have to do the mitzvah. That doesn't make it into Mekach Tois. And to be Tevei the Bdika itself, that's a Chiyuv Klapei Shmaya. You can't be Tevei from the Mask of the Bdika itself. You can't make a Din Torah in the Bdika itself. The only thing you can make is that the bias and not of is as a chesaron in the guf hamekach. It's not a chesaron in the guf hamekach, says the Ramban. And the Ran is chaylik. The Ran says it is a chesaron in the guf hamekach. Why is it a chesaron in the guf hamekach? So the Ran himself explains, because the Gemara says in Daf Vav that chemtzi shel nochri, you're not allowed to live there. You're not allowed to live in a house that has chametz. The Ran obviously holds this not only by kibbul lev achrayis. If it was only by kibbul lev achrayis, then it would have nothing to do with the Gemara. The Ran learns that it's a din in general, you're not allowed to be in a house that has chametz. If you're not allowed to be in a house that has chametz, so then the Mekor Chaim is right. Then it's not a chesaron beguf hamekach. The Ran Lushitosi holds, therefore, if you buy a house thinking that it's bodok, so you think that you can live there. Now it turns out that it's not bodok. You can't live there without a bdika. That's a chesaron beguf hamekach. Chesaron beguf hamekach is a mekach tais. So the Ran Lushitosi learns that Gemara, and it's so much chazak alo. I think the chesaron is very nice. So one of the kudah, the Ritva and Avov, his lashon is mashma that you need to have a mechitza. He says the case is you have to make a mechitza even if you're mekabel achrayis. It's mashma that if you're not mekabel achrayis, you also have to make a mechitza. He says a mechitza helps. You have to make a mechitza and it helps even if you're mekabel achrayis. But it's mashma you have to make a mechitza even if you're not mekabel achrayis. So how does that sit with the Ritva over here, who holds like the Ramban, that it's not a chisaron in the gufa mekach? Yeah, let's maybe we can be mechalek. Chometz yadua, you're not allowed to be in the house. But that doesn't mean you can't live in a house shein ebodok. Remember, that was a leap that the Ran made. It says in that Gemara, chemtzi shel nochri, if you learn that it's not chemtzi shel nochri, that you're not mekabel achrayis, not everybody rolled by emotzi on it. but you might eat it, and it's a chametz yadua, so then you have to have a mechitzah. Here we're talking about Abayashen and Boduk. Abayashen and Boduk, maybe that's not the same thing. Maybe you're allowed to live in Abayashen and Boduk. So it could be the Ritva holds, you're allowed to live in Abayashen and Boduk. The Fidei Ramban, I think it's Mukhuk, you can live in a house Shein Boduk. The Ramban learns you can have a house that has Goyish chametz in it, and the Ramban learns you're allowed to live there. So Mustamal Fidei Ramban, you're allowed to live in a house Shein Boduk. What's the difference? Less will be mechalek, that there's more shemi yovel ochlei and yiddish chametz and your own chametz and on goyish chametz is less shemi yovel ochlei. You're afraid because you know it's not yours. Ulai, but avada is nitin leomer and yoshu leomer that l'fidah Ramban, the same way you can live in a house that has goyish chametz is you put it in a corner where you won't eat it. It's moving the Ramban, you might eat it. The Ramban says you have to put it in a corner where you won't eat it. So the Ramban understands that there's a shemi yovel ochlei, but he says for that you put it in a corner. So what have to be baidik? It's already in a corner. It's in chayim mistokim. So l'fidah Ramban could be a day nechrami. L'fidah Ramban is mistaber that you're allowed to live in a house shein abodok. You have a chiyub dika because maybe you'll encounter the chametz, it'll come out and whatever. There is a chiyub dika, but that doesn't mean that there's an issur to live in a house shein abodok. Yeah, okay, that's what I wanted to work through this chesmon. I want to go back there. I want to go to the next. The next sugya. Next sugya is going to bring us back to the Yonim of Tashbisa a little bit. Okay. Very good.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you, Rabbi.